Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas' first general insurance company, Bella Signature Restaurant, Burger King, City of Hope, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, the Free National Movement, Kelly's Home Center, Printmasters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Banking Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers remain the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can Also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Well, continuing with the number of Free National Movement sponsored interviews of candidates that we have been doing. Today we have another one of the Free National Movement's candidates. And with us today is Mr. Lincoln Deal II, who is a national award-winning entrepreneur, operations executive, and community leader who has built a career on turning ideas into impact and vision into action. With more than 18 years of uninterrupted service to the Free National Movement, he has served as at every level of the party, from grassroots mobilization to national leadership, including three consecutive terms as national vice chairman. Mr. Deal has led community initiatives, including back-to-school drives, cleanup efforts, mentorship programs, and neighborhood events. His platform focuses on innovation in government services, food security, digital transformation, economic diversification, entrepreneurship, education, and youth development. Mr. Deal is the co-founder and president of several Bahamian companies, including Eden Farms Limited, Clear Boat Bahamas, Jet Car Adventures, Open Water Bahamas, Salil Hospitality Group, and Eden Acres. These ventures have created jobs, attracted investments, and introduced new industries in tourism, agriculture, technology, and hospitality. He also serves on the National Development Plan Steering Committee and has contributed to major redevelopment efforts through roles on the Arawak Key Redevelopment Committee and the Nassau Cruise Port Philanthropic Committee. His commitment to community service extends to leadership roles with the Bahamas STEM Academy, the Bi Bahamian Project, and the Rotary Club of Old Fort, as well as philanthropic work through the Island Luck Own Grant Foundation and the Over the Hill Grant Foundation. He is the founder of @LunchBagBahamas, which has provided more than 10,000 meals to communities since 2015, and Scholars Link Bahamas, connecting students with scholarships and mentorship. Mr. Deal's entrepreneurial drive was tested early when he was denied a business license several times. Refusing to give up, he took the government of the Bahamas to the Supreme Court and won a defining moment that shaped his commitment to fight for opportunity for all Bahamians. His leadership and impact have been recognized with numerous awards, including the National Award for Entrepreneurship, the Forbes Innovation in Business Award, and the Professional Services 40 Under 40 Award. Grounded in his Christian faith, Mr. Deal is a devoted husband to Beth Deal and father of three. He remains committed to building a Bahamas where talented citizens can thrive, contribute, and achieve their ambitions without leaving home. Welcome, welcome, Mr. Deal.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, of course, to the wonderful people of Freetown.
Well, again, we're glad to have you. And as I have asked all of your colleagues who have come on the show and your colleagues on the other side who've come on the show, why the Free National Movement? Why Freetown? Why now?
Thank you once again. It is a pleasure to be here. For over 18 years, I've had the honor and the privilege of serving in the Free National Movement. I started actually as the chaplain in the torchbearers That didn't last too long, but I moved on to a lot of other areas in the party, served as vice chair, served multiple committees. And I've always believed in the transformational leadership of the Free National Movement, of course, based on its track record of access to education, improving the economic status of our country, and various anchor projects that have always connected me to the FNM. And so over the many years, you know, I've followed the organization, I've served in the organization, both on the constituency level and at the national level. And so I believe in what the Free National Movement has to offer. And of course, under the leadership of our leader, Michael Pintard, I believe that he is the leader for this time and this season to take the FNM and the country forward.
And why Freetown? And why now?
Freetown means business. You know, I've had the honor of serving in the Freetown constituency for many years. My businesses are in the area, Claire Boat Bahamas. Our boats and our offices are nearby Geofence. And I've actually done a lot of projects and programs over the years in the Freetown constituency. I've been connected to the FNM Freetown Constituency Association since 2017, as I've served as their national vice chairman over the three times that I've been in the role. And so I think I'm running in Freetown right now because this community, Chivago, deserves leadership that is present, leadership that is visible, and leadership that is working every single day. Freetown, when I look at it, is full of potential. You know, we have talented young people, lots of strong families, creative entrepreneurs, and seniors with wisdom for years. And that's why this campaign that I'm running in Freetown is really built around one mission: redefining Freetown, redefining what the leadership of Freetown looks like, redefining opportunity for young people. I'll give you an example. This past weekend, we had the joy of hosting scores of young people from the Freetown constituency for what we call the Freetown STEAM Academy. And of course, STEAM stands for science, technology, entrepreneurship, art, math, engineering. And basically, this gives young people the opportunity to learn how to build websites, how to code, how to learn about artificial intelligence. And so we're improving and expanding their horizons at a very young age because we realize that it's very important to start with early seeds with these young people. We want to redefine safety and community pride in Freetown, you know, economic empowerment and innovation. And so for me, this is about impact, impacting the lives of Bahamians in the Freetown constituency. And over the past couple of months that we've been canvassing, we've been listening to their concerns and solving the problems in real time.
I've noticed that very often when candidates talk about the role that they are running for, they speak of things that they want to do in the constituency. And it is so often removed from the role as it is defined in the Constitution, which is to be a legislator in the House of Assembly. What are your thoughts on that and the role that you would play in that regard?
I think the role of a member of parliament is simple but serious. Your role is to represent the people, to serve the people, and to fight for the individual needs of the constituency, right? I think, one, representation is important, being that voice of the constituency in the House of Parliament, if you are elected, bringing the concerns, the ideas, and challenges of the residents to that national table as a member of Parliament. From a legislation standpoint, to debate, shape, pass the laws that improve not just the country, but also laws that make it safer, fairer, and more prosperous for the persons in your constituency. Because remember, when you stand up in that House of Assembly, you say, I stand on behalf of the people of Freetown, or Marco City or wherever you are. And I would say the part that we're focused on right now is community service and advocacy, to be present in the community, solving the problems, supporting families, engaging residents, and just ensuring that government agencies deliver the services effectively. And so just being that voice for them in a very challenging time, and especially with the time that's happening right now when it's difficult to do business, the cost of living is high. They need a voice and they need an advocate for them. And so I would say that to represent the people, give them good representation, legislation, community service, and at the heart of it, Chivago, I think an MP must be accessible, an MP must be accountable, and the MP must be connected to the people. And that's the rule, and that's the standard that I intend to exceed as we redefine Freetown.
Freetown has a member of parliament today, and the member of parliament is a cabinet minister, minister of national security. How does a cabinet minister and the minister of national security not have a voice and not be visible? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm suggesting that if you have a conversation with the people of Freetown, they will suggest to you things and areas that they need solved and they need fixed, areas that they think has been neglected. And I believe, again, they want a voice in the House of Assembly and an advocate for them and for their concerns.
Visibility in a constituency is oftentimes something that people want. I mean, there's no question about it. They want an accessible member of parliament. They want a present member of parliament now. How does Lincoln Deal propose to be that visible, present, accessible member of parliament?
Well, I'm doing it right now as we canvass on a daily basis and connecting with people. You know, you don't just hear about Lincoln Deal. I'm connecting with them on a daily basis through text, through meetups, through having various events in the area. It means being present to the neighborhood event drives that they're having, walking the roads, checking on the families, visiting seniors, supporting young people. So visibility to me, Chivago, is not just photo ops, right? It's not election season handshakes. Or visibility is consistency, it's accessibility, and just being accountable. People like to know that they can reach out to their member of parliament. We have an office on Village Road, an amazing team, an amazing staff that keeps things going. But I'm also very present both in the office and outside of the office, making sure that I stay connected. Because remember, at the end of the day, we work for the people that we're seeking the vote for, right? And the F&M, they're one of the cardinal themes in this election is we work for you, right? And sometimes as representatives, we get that mixed up. And so for me, accessibility is very important, and it's something that we will continue to focus on.
But you don't have the job yet. But when you get that job, and those people have they have you inside the House of Assembly 2 and 3 times a week, and then they got official this going on and that going on, and maybe the Prime Minister appoints you to the cabinet, and now you got to be in the country, maybe moving up and down because you got national responsibilities, and maybe flying out of the country because you have international responsibilities. How does the Lincoln being keep the I'm president in and outside the office, and I'm showing up here and showing up there in the constituency?
So, as I mentioned, Chivago, we have a dynamic team in Freetown, right? And a lot of the initiatives that we're putting in place right now are programs to aid the residents. So, for an example, the STEAM camp that we're doing, right? That's going to be something that's going to happen throughout the year. That's going to impact the lives of multiple people at one time. The farmers market, the seniors, the various programs that we're putting in place will impact them on a constituency level where they know that their representative has put this in place to ensure that their lives are better, in addition to holding of course, keeping with your office hours and things of that nature. It boils down to balance. At the end of the day, they'll put you there, but they'll take you out. So never lose sight of who put you there.
Right. So both in terms of your presence when possible and your programs regularly, you expect to have that presence.
Yes, we are fully engaged. On Saturday past, you know, I was assisting the kids who, for the first time, built a website, for the first time, used a robot, right? And I was integrally in part of that process. And then next week, the 22nd, we're hosting a Free Town Means business event where all business owners, budding entrepreneurs, existing business owners will come to a location at Crypto Isle where we will be assisting them with getting their business licenses, teaching them about financial literacy, assisting them with the Small Business Development Center and the opportunities with access to grants and access to funding. Because again, empowerment is an important part of our cornerstones. You know, there are so many business people and business-minded people in the Freetown constituency, and they're not looking for handouts. They're looking for a hand up. They're looking for opportunities to assist them with the ease of doing business in a time when it's very difficult to do business in the Bahamas. Whether you're a large business, a small business, a medium-sized business, or you're just working out of the back of your back trunk, you know, it's difficult to do business in the Bahamas. And this is what Freetown residents are telling me on a daily basis. And so Freetown Means Business is an event for Freetown residents where we'll have all of these government agencies in one central location for them to get a one-stop shop to make it easier for them to access the tools necessary for them to succeed.
You know, when I ran as a candidate, I didn't have the luxury of this, but you do and your colleagues do on all sides of the political divide. I didn't have the government's allowance of $150,000. I'm told it's $150,000 now, yes. Even though the other day I spoke about it, I said it was $100,000 a year. But it's $150,000 a year, I'm made to understand, that you can allocate for doing things within your constituency. And this, as the program is today, that money is provided on a quarterly basis to every member of parliament into an account the member of parliament designates. What would Lincoln Dean II do with $150,000 a year, which amounts to like that's what, $800,000 or so?
So, great question, Shivago. In my professional life, I'm a businessman, and I am someone who has worked with so many different communications and community agencies and government agencies. So a lot of the resources that are out there, so for example, the business program, it's connecting with existing programs and collaborating when necessary to maximize your impact, right? With that funding, we can carry out a lot of these programs, partner with strategic government agencies where most of some of this backlog is taking place, and host them at a central location. Connect with other community-minded leaders. Because again, when you're talking about constituency, a lot of it is still community-based, right? There are multiple organizations and groups that I've worked with over the years, both in government and outside of government, that is willing to support and willing to assist community-based programs. Again, we're not saying that this isn't an FNM program. This is for all residents, all constituents of this specific community. And so with that type of movement, it makes it easier to make these things happen.
And it would be $750,000, almost $800,000 for sure. We're going to take a break, Mr. Deal, and then when we come back, we want to turn your attention to some national issues. But we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivag Gulang, your host. We'll be right back.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Hard work and opportunity are the keys to success. I started as a packing boy, a bus boy, and a space cleaner. Now, I'm a businessman and a lawyer. As chairman of BAIC, I focus on creating new opportunities for Bahamian entrepreneurs and farmers. I'm Darren Pickstock, candidate for the PLP in Golden Isles. It would be an honor to work hard for Golden Isles and help with concerns, big and small. Let's work together to create new pathways to security and success for more Bahamians.
This has been a paid announcement by the Progressive Liberal Party.
Flame Grill tastes better. Head to Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the Flame Grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations. Locations in Nassau.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host, and so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're speaking with Mr. Lincoln Deal II. He is the Free National Movement's candidate for the Freetown constituency. And again, we welcome you, Mr. Deal. By the way, Brother Deal, can that give us an idea of what makes up Freetown in terms of the geography of it?
Yes, great question, because it has been a question I've gotten sometimes. So Freetown, a good bit of it is actually the former Montague boundary. However, in the 2017 election, it moved a bit more westward. So this would comprise of Little Blair, go along Village Road, the entire Paradise Island. You have Shirley Street up to Sayers Hill. Of course, you have parts of Camp Road, included Madera Street, Rosetta Street, the Mackey Street area. So that's generally the geofence. We have about 4,800 voters based on the last register. And it is a very diverse constituency, wonderful people, lots of great ideas, lots of economic ideas as well.
And a lot of economic entities.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. It's a powerhouse, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you have the Atlantis, the entire Paradise Island. You have, you know, Nassau Tile, among a lot of other areas in this geofence.
When you look at what is happening in the country now, what are the things that concern you the most?
As I've canvassed, I'll take it from the Freetown perspective first. As I've canvassed over the past few months, a lot of the concerns that are very consistent are groceries are more expensive, rent and electricity bills skyrocketing, you know, families can't afford housing, young people can't find jobs, healthcare, you know, seems extremely overwhelmed, and people are waiting too long or paying too much to get the care that they deserve. You know, murders are steadily rising. Since I've been ratified, I've been to a funeral almost every other week, unfortunately. And so there are real concerns. And I think this goes nationally as well, right? The cost of living is a major concern that people are consistently speaking about. It's high.
Hello?
Chavago?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm waiting for, so you're finished with the question then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
so again,
okay,
I would say so the cost of living, the healthcare facilities, you know, investing in youth. A lot of young people feel a bit jaded with the way that the country is going. Affordable housing is a big issue. Support for entrepreneurs is a big issue. National food security is a big issue. And so these are consistent topics that come up as we canvass the Freetown constituency.
Now, the Free National Movement obviously is engaged in a by-election contest that'll come up on November 24th. I heard the Deputy Prime Minister and the Progressive Liberal Party's candidate both say that things happening in Golden Isles are not just happening because of the by-election, but a continuum of things going on throughout the country. What's happening in Freetown that reflects this kind of activity?
I mean, the reality is, as it relates to that by-election, you know, Brian Brown has been on the ground for many years, right? For decades. A lot of the work that we're seeing being focused on in the Golden Isles area, especially over the last 2 to 3 weeks, is outstanding. You know, driving through Freetown, we call it Puddle City sometimes. You go along East Bay Street, Mackey Street, Shirley Street, and you're dodging puddles on the regular. The amount of roads that we're seeing being paved in Golden Isles leading up to the 24th is outstanding, and I'm hoping that continues nationally, and in particular in the Freetown constituency, because a lot of these roads have been neglected for quite some time. I believe, of course, we're in the last.
So are you seeing any paving in Freetown?
There's some patchwork here and there, but I think that some of the roads, in particular on the Shirley Street side of things, leading up to the PI Bridge in particular, it needs an overhaul. And I think that that's something that I'll continue to advocate for with the Ministry of Works, as I've been doing over the past few weeks, to get resolution to a lot of those puddles in that area.
But any other infrastructural works that relate to needs that you have in the Freetown area, are they being done? Or maybe there's just nothing other than some of the road pavings that you say need to be done?
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, you know, we've been reaching out to BPL for many of the lighting issues that are happening in certain parts of Freetown, especially in the back of the Mackey Street area where lighting seems to be an issue. You know, a lot of these are just changing bulbs. No, infrastructurally, I think that's something that needs to be solved. From the environmental standpoint, you know, there's a lot of overgrown bridges, you know, abandoned buildings, abandoned and derelict vehicles that that has to be addressed. My team and I have reached out consistently to the various ministries to solve some of these. And in the absence of that, we're solving them ourselves, right? So we're cutting trees. We're placing strategic cleanup efforts throughout the community. And that's what we're doing while advocating to the government to solve some of these issues.
Okay. And in terms of anything else that you might be focusing on and minded to do when you and if you become a member of parliament for Freetown, whether that's in the constituency or across the country, what else might that might there be?
Well, on the Freetown side, again, you know, we want to make a genuine impact, right? So we're starting with Freetown Means Business, one of our flagship initiatives where we're empowering the local entrepreneurs, supporting the existing businesses, helping young people start new ventures, and just trying to create a local economic engine in Freetown, right? So we're offering training, exposure, pop-ups, mentorship, and direct support to small businesses. Because when businesses grow, Chicago, families grow, and that's how we redefine economic opportunity in Freetown, right? On in terms of what we're doing for seniors, we're touching them in a different way. We're hosting various programs for them. We have one at the end of this month, Freetown Seniors, where we'll be honoring some of the legends in the Freetown constituency. I talked earlier about the Freetown STEAM Academy, one of the programs that I'm very passionate about, bringing science and technology and keeping our young people engaged, keeping their minds engaged, giving them the exposure that they need at a young age so that as they get older and start to look for new careers, they have a spark of hope and opportunities. I mentioned the Freetown Cleanliness Project, where constituent cleanups, beautification projects, waste removal, community pride days, you know, partnerships with residents to keep our neighborhood clean. And of course, our safety plan, where we're working with local law enforcement to strengthen the neighborhood watches, advocate for CCTV programs and things of that nature. So we're targeting every single demographic in the Freetown constituency based on our listening tour, canvassing over the many weeks, and trying to, again, solve them incrementally and also impact them at every single level. And we're doing this even before Election Day.
And if you are successful as a candidate, when your five-year term is done, what would they say about Lincoln Deal II? What would they say in not just the Freetown constituency, but also in the Bahamas? What would they say?
So my entire life, Chivago, has been built on service. I've participated in so many mentorship programs, feeding initiatives, cleanup programs through Rotary, through Junior Achievement, through hashtag lunch bag and things of that nature. And so before cameras and without any pomp or pageantry, my entire life, if you look back at my history, my resume has really been built on service and impact. And that's a big part of why I'm running in this general election. And it's a big part of why I'm offering to run in Freetown. What I believe that people want is that people accept consistency. They want sincerity. They want someone that shows up. And that's what I've been doing. Every week, every street, every interaction and our conversation, that's what it's about for me. And so from an impact standpoint, if a young person last week leaves that Freetown STEAM camp and decides to pursue a path in IT, then I would have helped that young person find a new path that they never knew about. If next week at our business program, a business owner who's been struggling to get their business off the ground is able to now access funding that they needed to turn their dreams to a reality, and also be able to get the assistance from the government agencies that they've been struggling to do, then we would have made an impact on that young business owner's life who may have just been sitting on that idea and or that dream. If we can give a senior the opportunity to feel a sense of community by honoring them in the community, it gives them a sense of pride that someone has acknowledged their work. And so for me, Shivago, I'm here by God's grace to make an impact on the Freetown constituency, and then nationally trying to solve some of the systemic issues that we've had. As a business person, you know, one of the fundamentals is you are a problem solver. And so as a problem solver, there are so many systemic issues happening in our government systems, happening across this country, that there's enough problems to solve for years to come. And I want to be a part of that conversation. I want to uplift people. I want to assist in empowering them. And it starts in Freetown in the next general election.
It's the Lincoln Deal II, the Free National Movement's candidate for the Freetown constituency. Thank you very much, sir. And all the best to you in your efforts.
Thank you. Thank you. By God's grace. And again, I just want to give thanks, of course, to God for this opportunity to serve. I want to thank my wife for giving me the permission to do this, and my three kids, my parents, my sisters, and of course, the wonderful people in the Freetown constituency. And of course, Michael Clifton Pinta, the next Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, my leader, who has given me this opportunity as well to serve the Freetown constituency and the amazing team at our office on Village Road. And so I'm humbled. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve. And by God's grace, I look forward to serving the people of Freetown and, of course, the people of the Bahamas in the next general election.
There you go. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion, not with Mr. Deal, but our discussions anyway. And nonetheless, we'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple. This message has been brought to you by the Free National Movement.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bella Signature Restaurant and Suites Soldier Road, just north of Prince Charles Drive, is a Bahamian family-owned business. Rooms are available 24 hours, so you can swing by at any time. And let me tell you about Bella Signature Restaurant. We got that real Bahamian breakfast. Boiled fish, stewed fish, and Johnny Cake, just like Grammy still dancing in the kitchen. We're serving up that elevated Bella Signature flavor all day with lunch, dinner, and signature cocktail. So whether you're craving a morning plate, a late-night taste, or you just want to get away, book it at Bella. Contact us at 356-3396 or visit our website, bellasignaturesuites.com.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you continue to do well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Let me read a couple of texts that came in while Mr. Deal was on, but we didn't get to read them. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lincoln Deal is doing an excellent job in Freetown. He will be the next MP for Freetown, says that texter. This text says, members of parliament need to represent their constituents instead of fixing roads, which is the government's responsibility. We need true representation where the member of parliament can pass laws that would raise the level of the average person so that the average person has an understanding of how the decisions affect their lives. Parliamentarians need to have the freedom to speak on behalf of their constituents. If they do this, however, there will be more than likely not to receive a nomination next election cycle. The truth is that the government can do very little to lower the cost of living. We as a people need to know that the government cannot fix all our personal problems. This says he does not understand what it means to be a member of parliament. Help him out, please. Well, to be honest with you, I think he clearly knows what it means to be a member of parliament. He mentioned the representation in the House of Assembly and so forth. Of course, he mentioned it after he talked a lot about what he wanted to do in the constituency, but he is following an age-old tradition and practice of members of parliament approaching the job more often than not from the perspective of the things that the constituents mention to them that are concerns. And so Lincoln deal would be no different in that regard than any other candidate, past or present. It is an abundant practice of members of candidates to focus on all sides of the political divide, every single side, to focus mostly on things, projects to be done in the constituency, which is not really part of the job. But if you are going to be a leader in a constituency, if you're going to be a representative of a people, they are going to want you to listen to them and the things that concern them, and they want you to respond to it. And so I fully understand people focusing there, but I agree with this text. At some point, you know, we need to do a better job of focusing on the thing that the job really is. Because if we don't do that, then we shouldn't be shocked when people aren't really concerned about what laws you pass. And then when people get hurt or find shocking the laws that get passed that affect their lives, why be surprised? Nobody's interested, right? So it's not fair to say he doesn't understand the job. I think Lincoln is a very articulate, very intelligent gentleman, and I it's clear to me he understands. But he's doing what is and has been the tradition in respect of candidacies in the country, which is focusing on things in the constituency, because that's what seems to motivate the constituents, get their ears perking. Nobody wants to hear about any laws, about any great deal of emphasis, etc. I'm going to go now to the assembly and speak for you. That's not a thing that constituents, and as a person who's ran four times in the Bahamas, tend to focus on. But if I were doing my candidacy, I would certainly focus on it, because you lead people as well as you listen to people, right? So that there's no misunderstanding. Because let me tell you one of the things that happens doing what we have done. This continuous disappointment of constituents with members of parliament has to do in many ways with the fact that they expect of members of parliament a thing that members of parliament don't do. yeah, I said it. Many of you guys have expectations that are unrealistic about what a member of parliament does. And then you say, oh, I want my member of parliament to be independent. I want my member of parliament to speak for me. Speak for you how? You want your member of parliament to fix your road. Well, your member of parliament can't fix your road unless the government fix the road. You want your member of parliament to improve your public services. The member of parliament can't do that. The government has to do that. The member of parliament could advocate for that. But what advocacy is speaking, is agitating, right? Where's he or she strongest? Where the job is applied, in the House of Assembly, where they can pay attention to legislation and ask the government, well, why are we bringing no law to look at this particular infrastructural thing? Why are we not bringing any laws to look at this medical thing? Why are we not looking at any laws to look at this educational thing? That's what they could do. But if you're not interested in that area, why do you expect them to be interested? They want to get elected by you, and they want to stay elected by you. So why won't they listen to what you focus on? And then that's why we get what we get. I'm gonna have a moment here. So Adrian White, the Free National Movement's Member of Parliament for St. Anne's, says that the PLP is being political in the work it's doing in the Golden Isles constituency as a lead up to the general election, the by-election. The Deputy Prime Minister and the Member of Parliament for Exuma, the Deputy Leader of the PLP, says, no, we're not. See, I don't listen to what Mr. White has to say, because there's such a thing as maturity in politics, and until he gets there, I don't listen and respond to anything he says. On another occasion, he and the Member of Parliament the candidate for Member of Parliament of the Golden Isles constituency, PLP candidate, Mr. Pipstock, said, no, what the government is doing in GoldenEye. It's not political. This is just part and parcel of everything going on all over the country. So let's have a moment here. First of all, for Mr. White to say that the government is being political, of course it is. What is government? It's a political entity. Is Mr. White not being political when he says the government is being political? They're politicians. What do politicians do? Politicians do political things. I mean, government is the science. Politics is the science of government. Government is all about politics. So to say that a political entity or political people are acting politically isn't news to me. Right? If the government did things in any constituency leading up to general election, leading up to a by-election, why would I not think that's political? You think they're doing that for their health? Oh, yeah, political health. Political people do political things. Every utterance of the Free National Movement, every utterance of the Progressive Liberal Party, every utterance of the leader of the opposition official, every utterance of the government, these are all political. That doesn't mean it's bad. Sometimes it can be bad, though. But it doesn't mean that it's bad. To say a thing is political doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad. Because why would a party be in office and not do things that would ensure that it looks good politically? Right? It would do that. Just as the opposition wants to do things that makes it look good politically. But on the other hand, I don't want the Deputy Prime Minister and the Prime Minister or Mr. Pence Pickstock or anybody else to really believe that people cannot see that you brought up your political thing in the fashion you have brought it up in Golden Isles because there is a by-election taking place. Come on. I mean, it's better you don't say that and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're trying to be responsive to the constituents of Golden Isles, having not done this thing for 4 years. And so, yes, we're trying to be responsive. But don't tell people. Don't tell people you're not being political. Don't tell people, oh, I'm not going to respond to what Mr. White says because he is immature. What he said is not immature to point out a reality. Was there these kinds of efforts and attention being paid to Golden Isles before now? Absolutely not. The late Von Miller knew that. The people who were around the late Von Miller knew that. The constituents of Golden Isles knew that. That's a reality. That's a fact. Are things going to now change because there's a by-election and maybe there's a new candidate? Maybe. But it isn't. I think it comes off a bit weird to say to open-eyed, open-minded people, this has nothing to do with by-election? Really? The Free National Movement is intensely in Golden Isles now. I'm talking about the entire party because there's a by-election. The entire government is in Golden Isles now because there's a by-election. But do people expect us to believe that that much attention is being paid to Golden Isles not because there's a by-election? I think voters and the public gets aided by a more transparent, upfront, straightforward discussion and talk by all the parties in these political efforts, all of them. And so, I mean, I can see. So let's take an example. How intensely is the political activity taking place in Bain and Grahamstown? How about Golden Gates? How intense is the political activity there? How about Elizabeth? How about Long Island? Oh, Cat Island must be buzzing with activity right now. Come on, man. You have a by-election, you got to focus on winning the election. Well, what's the government supposed to do? Sit around and don't do anything? At least attempt to be responsive to people's needs? Of course you're being political. You're political entities. Political entities are going to be political, and that's the reality of things. And hiding that fact doesn't change anything. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, great. You're usual, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Right here, Chief. Hey, quick question, right? Because I know you have a lot of callers coming in, right? A lot of people saying that Rick Fox and other people and Melissa and other people should run independent, right? Could you carefully explain to people how difficult it is to find campaign funding, being an independent person without a brand name like the PLP or FNM? Because then that means
It wouldn't be difficult for Dr. Minnis and Rick Fox.
No, but minus them too, right? I'm talking about typical individuals within the community who wants to be an independent candidate for an election. How difficult is it to find campaign funding for your campaign?
Well, I think in most instances it's difficult for individuals because many of the people who try to run independently are unknowns to very many people. And so, you know, they won't even have the name recognition or regard to be able to attract sufficient funding from donors or the like. And I think that's the biggest part of the problem is, you know, people aren't going to put money into you just because you decide to run. People are going to put the money into you because they think you're worth to doing so, and they think that you have something to offer. And if you are virtual unknown, then that's going to be a problem. There are independent candidates, though, who may be able to get some support in that way. And sometimes you don't need to have a whole bunch of money, because if you just resonate sufficiently, and the problem is most independent candidates just don't resonate with voters. That's the reality. So whether they have the money or don't have the money, they just don't resonate with voters. Because at the end of the day, it's all about being able to attract enough FNM, PLPs, and independents to vote for you as an independent. And that's hard. That's the hardest part. It's not the money. The hardest part is being able to say to enough FNM voters, PLP voters, and independent voters and others, yes, you should vote for me. That's the difficulty.
So it is a big uphill battle for an individual, for a candidate who's independent.
Huge uphill.
Iron sharpened iron.
Yeah. It's no wonder. Think about it. Even wealthy candidates tend to come through political parties. Isn't Sebastian running on the PLP ticket?
Yes, sir.
Right? Okay. And then you have had other wealthy people who've ran on the FNM ticket. And so, you know, people understand that you start out with a lot more running for a party than trying to garner support on.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Speaking of Rick Fox, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I did want to mention, did want to speak about some of that talk. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Through the storm, whatever weather.
This time around, the earth is dry and brown. This time around, the earth is dry and brown. This baby, he got so much to give. Educational program, young people and the kids. You ain't gotta be no whiz. Try and handle it business, all kind of things in Eastern. Senior citizens, hey!
Paid for by the Free National Movement. One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
This message has been brought to you by the Free National Movement.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It ain't close to Thursday afternoon where I am. It's 2 o'clock in the morning where I am. 2:30 in the morning where I am. Friday morning, by the way. But so glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. I've heard news reports of some contemplations of by Rick Fox of participating in front lines of politics in the Bahamas, and what I have heard, and I was able to confirm some thoughts around the fact that he thinks that there's a kind of showmanship element to our politics where people only show up when it's election time and basically put on a performance for voters, and then after that, not much else. These are some sentiments around his view, I'm told, of what's going on now, but that there is an interest and that he's been asked by many people, to consider a run in politics in the Bahamas. Let me say that so long as Rick Fox qualifies by constitution to contest in an election in the country, so long as he qualifies, he's clearly free to do so, right? And so there can't be any objection to him doing so, so long as he is qualified. We've known him to be a Bahamian for all his life. I played basketball with him on the Priory. Yeah, you all hear me. I played basketball with Rick Fox on the Priory a couple of times. This, of course, he was still in high school then, I believe. So this was some time ago. You know, we've seen and known of his connection to home over the years. It doesn't matter who you are. I can tell you this much from my experience in the Bahamas, is that politics in this country is a rare lesson. It's a rare lesson. It's a, like, you can be the humblest of candidate with probably little belief by others that you could, and you could in fact succeed at, in the first instance, winning a seat, and then in the second instance, you're actually having an impact. But despite those views by people, you could actually win an election and you can have an impact. No matter what people think, that is possible. That's really possible, right? Like, you could surprise and shock people in an election in a country, right? So that can happen. You can also be a person of great name recognition and great wealth, and Bahamian people will tell you, You could be a prime minister of the Bahamas running in your constituency for the 9th time, and Bahamians could tell you, no, we'll not have you anymore. That's a fact. And then you could be a little boy named Travis Robinson or a little boy named Shivago Lang, and people go and elect you when others think, well, there's no way on planet Earth they can elect them. Bahamians are not star-struck people. Like, Bahamians admire and regard stars, but we don't do star worshiping. But by the same token, we love underdogs. Oh, for goodness sake, love an underdog. Bahamians love underdogs. So I always actually appreciate test cases in politics. This election, we have some real test cases in politics. We will. And it's going to be very telling. Very telling. This by-election is going to be very telling. And this upcoming election is going to be very telling for some of the candidates in the election. We're going to find out many things about ourselves, about some of us at the constituency level, and about our politics in this by-election and the upcoming general election. Watch and see. I have known very potent political personalities who considered third party runs in the Bahamas. Third party runs, very serious, weighty people who had to turn around and think to themselves, you got to be fooled. Never happened, will never work. That was their thinking, because the dynamics, the history, the momentum, the inertia of politics in the country, they said not support it. Did not. And these were weighty people. Let me give you a prime example. The late Dr. Bernard Nordish was, to my mind, one of the most serious, weighty, respected political leaders in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. When he considered, when he started the CDR plus Labour Party, he had some good and solid people around him. Not only did the CDR not get a seat, not have a candidate get his deposit back, Dr. Notteridge, who had ran in that constituency only the election before and won it handsomely, did not get his deposit back. This country, Otis will humble you and help you understand, appreciate where life is. And what did Dr. Notteridge do? He returned to the PLP and finished his political career in the PLP. Hubert Alexander Ingram, when he was kicked out of the PLP, was very well known and very regarded, well regarded in many ways in the country. He and others considered a third party. They floated the idea. Never happened. What did he end up doing? He ended up becoming the leader of the Free National Movement and then went on to become Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Brown McCartney left the FNM, started the DNA, made a whole lot of motion in the political waters of the Bahamas, you know, did. What happened? Didn't win a seat? Didn't win his seat? The rest is what you know. Brown McCartney wasn't an inconsequential fella. Wasn't somebody who didn't have some energy behind him. But the politics of the Bahamas, like politics everywhere in the world, will stare you in the face and say, the dreams you have are not doable at this time. It's just a reality of things. So when people, when people are considering political runs, they have to be grounded in the reality of things. They have to do their very best to be sure all them people blowing smoke, all them people whispering in their ear, King Dao are able, all them people out there talking about, yeah, Chief, you could do it. Especially when you have money. Especially when you have money in the Bahamas, be careful who you're listening to. Especially when you got money in the Bahamas. Be careful who you're listening to, because people will blow smoke up. You know how people have said, right? And then, but at the end of the day, when you then get slammed down, they'd be right there laughing at you. Or right there talking about, child, don't give up, Chief. Chief, don't give up, because you become a gravy train for them. You got to be careful. While people may not think so, there are many people in this country who take politics very seriously. And they are not inclined toward the frivolous. They are not inclined toward the shallow. They are not inclined toward they're not inclined toward what they might regard as temperamental, temporaneous people in their politics. They regard their politicians as players having established themselves over time and for whom they have that regard. So we'll see. Do we have another call on the line? Producer? No? Okay, this text says, great show as usual. You cross over Rick Fox on the court. You could talk that. No, I ain't cross him over. He was talented then, but I couldn't cross him over, no. He may not remember, but he did say to me, man, you can play. He did say that. but I think if you are if you are a candidate in the and already ratified for the next election, if you are considering being a candidate in the next election, take it from me, man. Take it from me. Like, be less excited about your selection or possible election than you get excited about the seriousness of your thoughts, strategy, and capability for performing post-election. I don't know if that's clear or not, but what is needed is not performance art in a campaign, but performance action post-campaign for the benefit of the country. That's what's needed. That's the truth. Very serious-minded, very thoughtful, very strategic-minded, very capable executing people are necessary to lift the nation. And I could like you as much as I like you. My liking you ain't gonna get the Bahamas progress. But what is going to get progress for the Bahamas is the strength of your thinking, the quality of your strategy, and the efficiency and effectiveness of your execution. Okay, that's what's going to get it done. Campaigning is performance art. Governing is production action. And so, you know, it's a weighty matter. It's a weighty matter. You know, there's some people who I know who have had deep thoughts about the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for years and years and years prior to ever seeing a front line of politics. I know that they have had such. And their actions and their words and their writings reflect it. Some of these people are not on the front lines today. But their body of work reflects the body of work that might be best examples of people prepared to do something in politics. So we can write an effective resume for ourselves, an effective CV. We can tell a good story about ourselves. But you know, and I have to, you know better than anybody else, really, what's the substance that make you capable of delivering something, and know what it is you're delivering, know the job and the role you're going to be performing, and know you or know you're not ready for that job. You can't say you're leading people and you really ain't leading people. You can't say you're leading people and the people are leading you. Right? Leadership is a listening exercise. But it's also an exercise of insight that helps people see that which is likely not even seen by themselves, so that you and them together can go to a place better than the one you're in. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Tired Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Craving something with bold flavors? Introducing the new Bacon Portobello Mushroom Melt, only at Wendy's. Enjoy our hot, juicy beef stacked with crispy applewood smoked bacon, savory sautéed portobello mushrooms, and drenched in our rich, melty cheddar cheese sauce, all on a warm, toasted bun. Gotta be craveable, gotta be Wendy's. Available for a limited time only.
This time around, the girl is Ryan Brown. This baby, he got so much to give. Educational program, young people and the kids. You ain't gotta be no whiz. Ryan handling business, all kind of things in East. Senior citizens, hey!
Paid for by the Free National Movement.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. Thank you for joining us for these remaining moments of the show. I trust that you are still well. If you want to give us a call in these last minutes, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. November 24th. That's when the by-election will happen. Somebody's going to come out and have won that seat. It could be Mr. Pickstock for the Progressive Liberal Party. It could be Mr. Brian Brown for the Free National Movement. Could be Mr. Brian Rule for the COI. Could be Madam Kim Butler, independent candidate. What will that result tell us? It's going to tell us a lot. Could you imagine if the independent candidate, Ms. Butler, won? Think about that for a moment. All over the place, you have COI people saying, people tired of FNM and PLP. People tired of the same old thing. Well, you can't get less same old thing than Ms. Butler. Because she ain't COI. COI been around a little while now. No, they haven't been elected, but that don't mean he ain't been around. So you're one of the known quantities. So if people really fed up with the same old thing, maybe they try a Kim Butler, right? Or they go with COI, which is in the FNM, is in the PLP, and becomes a first time elected on their own merits set of people in the House of Assembly. Wouldn't that tell us something? Of course it would. Tell us a lot. Could you imagine an election in which a Butler or a role wins? Could you imagine what both the major political parties would be doing the day after? Could you imagine what the press would be saying after? Could you imagine what voters would be thinking all throughout the country? It would be a recalculation of things if that happened. Huh? It might give more impetus to someone like, say, a Rick Fox to think, oh, sugar, maybe, yeah, it's the time, right? So you never know. Of course, if the Free National Movement wins, wouldn't that tell us something? Oh, you better believe it would. It would say a lot, and the PLP knows it, right? That it might portend about the general election being superly at play for the Free National Movement and what that would mean in terms of recalculation for the Progressive Liberal Party and so forth in terms of its own prospects. Of course, it would tell us something. And it would tell us something depending too on how they won. Was it a big margin of victory? How did it look compared to what happened in the pandemic election? It would tell us something. If the PLP wins, it would also tell us something, right? And for the FNM, how that win happens, it will tell it something as well. Because here it is, the FNM makes a decision to go into another by-election, loses it, and then does doubt start to set in about things? Do people start to get nervous and anxious about things and think, we don't know? So there can be all kinds of calculations around the results of the upcoming by-election. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, I see. What's going on?
Right here, man. Right here. What's up?
Hey, man, the good weather finally reached. Finally reached. Mama air conditioning building up dust.
Ah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I want to address two things. Yeah, you're right, though. The vehement people saying starstruck by anything. I got a little fish fry. This was about 10 years ago. I eat all week, you know, my little dry snapper dinner. I'm on a cocktail. I looked at my left. Man, Jerry Stackhouse is right on the side of me. Yeah, former NBA player. He walking up and down, around, even in and on checking him. He ordering some footage here, going around on the next side, the other one. One glick, and then he said, I'm walking. You know what, stuff? Give me your autograph that you signed, this Tracy. Then one day, I was on Marquis Street. I see Shaq. He see a little buy on bike or the cycle, and ride right across Marquis Street and Super Value Yard on the bike. And so, what do you want, bus stand on? Everyone on the bus said, yeah, Shaq, what you say? But then everyone was rushing him. Now, but you're right about that. Now, the independent and the money candidate part, most independent candidate, most likely about 80% of them was wealthy. Like Whitney Bastiat was wealthy, Pierre Depuch was wealthy, Tennyson Wells was wealthy. Around the time as Hubert Ingham and Perry Christie, they were then set. But the only two really breakers, independent candidate, was my late cousin Rodney Munker and Shereen Hanchel would declare like two soursop tree and a mango tree and $85 and a mango like that. But in certain situations when you win independence, when you don't really need no money, because, like, Whitney Bastiat didn't need no money in Andres, man. He was a son of the soil. The people that love him. When Larry Cartwright won down there, Larry, he's a wealthy man also. And he didn't really need no money because he's from Long Island and the people know him and they love him.
But the PLP didn't contest Larry, right?
No, I don't. Most of them, though, they don't. Yeah, because Ingram and Christie wasn't contested, right? And then Whitney Bastiat wasn't contested, right?
I don't know about Bastiat. I think Bastiat was contested.
Yeah. Like what I'm saying is, parties is used that as a strategy while relying or run no one against him to get him in to make sure that the opposition or the governing party don't get their seat and then let them split the votes or something like that. So most of the time they don't contest the independent if it's the governing party or something. Yeah. But most of the time, you don't need money as an Indian. So, because like Tennyson Wells and Bambudan, the people love him. But I think Branwell would beat him. Branwell would beat him in 2007 when he ran independent. Branwell get in under the F&M. Yeah. See you soon. So go either way. Isaac, enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate your quality. Independent. I mean, we've had a couple of genuine independent candidate wins that I'm familiar with. I don't know that I know all of them, but we've had a couple. We had Whitney Bastian was one of them. And then the Gregory in Cranbaum in West End a long time ago was another one of them. Ingram and Christie were independents who benefited from the withdrawal of the Free National Movement from contesting against them and the encouragement of their supporters to vote for them. And a similar thing happened with Larry Cartwright in Long Island. So, And running as an independent in the Bahamas is no easy feat. You know, so now you have a coalition of independent candidates. And people can use those opportunities to try and advance their cause. This text says, if the COI Brian Roll wins, he will have to join the PLP or FNNRC, would be called to become leader. And that ain't going to happen. The party would dissolve and Bain would play the woman the court ordered double her money first. Don't think he would be like Iram Lewis and sit small. Bastian was contested by both FNM and PLP. Yes, that's why I said he was one of the genuine ones that I was aware of, because I know that they contest, both people contest, both parties contested his seat. This text is, "Hi Z, hope your trip was enjoyable and productive. That's a long one and very far. Take care and safe travels. That was a very sobering statement regarding what is required when considering politics and how we Bahamians take our politics very seriously. Rick Fox, in my opinion, is taking his political aspirations rather frivolously and taking the Bahamians rather nonchalantly. We are not easily starstruck, as we have demonstrated time and time again. Don't worry, Karen Butler will not even get her money back. I don't recall, but someone said that she tried to get an F&M nomination in past years." Well, we will see for sure. We will see for sure. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God spares life. We'll be back again with you. Y'all do have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather.